religious freedom organizations are urging the government to address growing violence in Nigeria.
The Religious Liberty Partnership, a collaboration of Christian charities, have released a statement to raise concerns of the ongoing threat to faith groups there. As well as highlighting religious injustices throughout the country, the Abuja statement is calling for the release of Leah Sharibu, a schoolgirl who has been held in captivity for over a year following her refusal to convert to Islam. On the line now we have Andrew Boyd from Release International, one of the members of the RL Partnership. Good afternoon, Andrew. Thanks for joining us.
Good afternoon, Cara.
What's the key message of this statement then?
Well, you've mentioned Leah and the situation that's facing her, and all of these issues really come down to what is happening to one person that we can picture, that we can understand. Leah has just, I was going to say celebrated her 16th birthday, but that's the wrong word. She's in captivity. She was captured 15 months ago this weekend by a splinter group of Boko Haram, along with 110 schoolgirls. We all know about the Chibok girls, but these kind of attacks within Nigeria have been going on for quite some time now. Leah was taken, the rest were all allowed to leave because they converted to Islam. Leah refused, and she's still in captivity. So her case is typical of so many within Nigeria, where the menace is no longer just Boko Haram, but heavily armed Fulani militants. These are herdsmen who are armed to the teeth with AK-47 assault rifles, who've been carrying out attacks against largely Christian communities now in seven states of Nigeria. Between them, Boko Haram and Fulani militants have killed tens of thousands, and they've driven millions from their homes. There's a killing that's taking place in Nigeria with impunity, and that killing has to stop.
How long has this been going on?
It's been going on for quite some time, but Boko Haram has been eclipsed by the Fulani, who have been described as, they're now killing six times the number that Boko Haram are killing, and the Fulani are now described as one of the largest terrorist groups in the world, which is extraordinary, and yet much of that has gone completely unnoticed by us. Much of the reporting that's taken place in the UK and elsewhere puts it all down to communal violence between farmers and herders. And one of the key statements of this message by the Religious Liberty Partnership is that that simply will not do. Most of the attacks are being started by the Fulani. They are carrying them out, and they've been doing it frequently, and they are very well organized. There are signs that they are being trained and equipped with weaponry. And the real question here is, who is arming them and why are they doing it? Because the agenda that they're serving is the driving out of Christians from the northern middle belts of Nigeria. Nigeria has to do something to prevent what looks like a fresh insurgency in its own country.
And when you call for peace, who are you calling on? Is it the communities themselves to just stop? Is it the, as you say, the supply of weapons, or maybe the Nigerian government? Or is there governments further abroad, maybe here, that can do anything?
Any government that has the ability to influence Nigeria, the Nigerian government directly, needs to do so. We can't ignore this kind of calamity. The numbers dead, the numbers displaced, it's absolutely extraordinary. So everybody needs to be doing something. But one of the other points of the statement that's come out today is to call once again on the Christian community, in all humility, to observe biblical standards of not retaliating to violence. That's what many of them are doing their best to do, but they are not being protected by their own government. So their own government must take action.
And there's been lots of vigils this week that have taken place for Leah Sharibu. What's been your response to them?
We hope that she's released. We need to pray, and we mustn't forget. We must not forget people like Leah and others who are held. We know that there is a UNICEF relief worker, Alice Nagada, who's also been held. Two others who were captured along with her have both been murdered. So we need to be praying for Alice, we need to be praying for Leah, but we also need to be praying for the situation in Nigeria. Very tough for the Christians in that country, but we need to keep awareness of this.
Andrew Boyd, thank you very much.
Pleasure, Cara.
That was Andrew from Release International speaking about this situation in some of the states in Nigeria. Severe religious conflict going on there.